Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by UC Santa Cruz, chosen by the National Cancer Institute to launch the Cancer Genomics Hub in the quest to decode cancer. More information available at ucsc.edu.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Economists say California can absorb the impact of federal budget cuts expected to kick in Friday, even if the loss of $10 billion does hurt. But White House Deputy Press Secretary on the Economy, Amy Brundage, doesn't think it's a risk worth taking.
This sequester was never meant to be policy, and I think that we feel it's very important that we replace these devastating across-the-board cuts with a plan to reduce the deficit in a balanced way. We think that we can do that.
Brundage says the Obama administration is hoping respected California business leaders pick up the phone and call a few Republican congressmen. A new field poll finds a notable gender divide in California on gun control. A little more than half the state's male voters support tighter restrictions, but women, nearly 7 out of 10. The field poll asked about 5 legislative proposals in Sacramento as well and found majority support for all of them. The head of Gun Owners of California told the Sacramento Bee the poll's findings are inflated by what he calls temporary reaction to the school massacre in Newtown last December. As per usual, it's going to take a spreadsheet to stay abreast of all the bills moving through Sacramento this legislative season. Friday was the deadline to introduce new bills, and there are a lot of them. Our Sacramento Bureau Chief Scott Detrow reports.
Nearly 90 pieces of legislation focus on education this year. One would bar tuition hikes at public colleges and universities. Another ensures in-state tuition for students who were U.S. citizens but were forced to leave the country because their parents were deported. Gun control also tops the agenda this year. California already has some of the strongest gun control measures in the country, but in the wake of the Newtown shootings, lawmakers have introduced more than 20 new firearms bills. They include a package from Senate Democratic leaders, which would ban magazines that hold more than 10 bullets, expand databases of gun owners, and tighten the rules on background checks. Some of the bills rewrite large swaths of state law. A proposed constitutional amendment in the Senate, for example, would change the landmark law requiring supermajority support for all tax increases. But many of the proposals only change a couple words of existing laws. Assembly Republican Rocky Chavez is carrying legislation to modify state forms so they ask people if they served in the military instead of asking whether they're veterans. Chavez says that minor tweak would make a big difference in registering for government benefits.
Women are underreporting their service to our country, mainly because historically, when you use the word veteran, they're thinking of people who have actually gone to combat.
Many of the bills are actually repeats from last year, including one by Democrat Lonnie Hancock to establish a mandatory mattress recycling program. Hancock says her bill would cut down on the number of old mattresses being illegally dumped.
Over 470,000 mattresses dumped on the streets of our communities every single year, attracting mold, rats, just being generally a very unpleasant situation.
This is the first time in years that California legislators haven't faced a multi-billion dollar deficit. That fact, combined with the large majorities Democrats hold in the Assembly and Senate, raises the question of whether the party will push for bills that could substantially increase state spending this year through new programs and requirements. Governor Jerry Brown has repeatedly warned against overspending while an economic recovery is still shaky. He even quoted the book of Genesis to make that point during last month's State of the State.
The people has given us 7 years of extra taxes. Let us follow the wisdom of Joseph, pay down our debts, and store up reserves against the leaner times that will surely follow.
This year's bills, all 2,194 of them, head to committee hearings now. The Assembly and Senate have until the end of May to pass them and send them to the other chamber. The majority of these bills won't go too far, but California's legislature and governor do stay busier than most of their counterparts. In 2011, 745 new laws went on the books. Only 3 states passed more legislation that year. For the California Report, I'm Scott Detrow in Sacramento.
For the better part of two decades, California's three strikes law has put people behind bars for life after three felonies. The measure was inspired by a heinous murder, but thousands of petty criminals were caught in its legal web, too. Last year, voters softened the law to allow the release of people like Pedro Marin of Bakersfield, sentenced to life after stealing tools from a Walmart to buy drugs. Marin served 18 years of that sentence. Today, as part of our occasional series called What's Your Story, Marin says the time changed him for the better.
I went to jail, I think, in 1980 or 1981. When I'd get out, I'd go back to doing the same things, doing drugs. And back then, it was PCP and marijuana and using heroin and cocaine. So when I got busted and I was in jail, and they told me that I was a three-strike candidate, it really shook me. It broke me. It really broke me. And I asked the Lord, I said, God, if you're for real, I said, you know, help me. Reveal yourself to me. You know, when you're facing a life sentence, and that really, it's awakening. It awakens you, and it's for reals. Now that I'm out, I spend a lot of time with my family. And I want to be there. I want to be the uncle to my little nephews that didn't know me. And I want to be a positive force in my family because they don't know how important they were to me doing time. Because when you're doing time and you have people that love you, it gives you strength to go on. You know, I can't stress how much it helped me do the 25 to life that I was sentenced to. When they told me I was leaving, I knew it was going to be hard. I have no trades under my belt. I have no education other than a GED. But I was willing and I wanted that challenge. I was ready for that challenge. It's a hard lesson to learn, getting a life sentence. But it's bittersweet. Like, I had opportunities to change, and I never took that. You know, I never took advantage of them times I got out of prison. So in my case, a lot of good has come out of this. I wish that I didn't have to go through this, but I am a better man because of it.
To hear that profile again and check out others, look for the link to What's Your Story at our website, californiareport.org. That's the California Report for Tuesday, February 26th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, celebrating the 2013 recipients of the James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards. More information is available at www.irvine.org. Chevron, committed to helping California grow by supporting small businesses and investing in education. More information available at chevron.com. And the California Endowment. Health happens with prevention at calendow.org.